السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. The weak stance of the rulers of Pakistan towards occupied Kashmir emboldens aggressive India. After surrendering occupied Kashmir to India in August 2019, the rulers of Pakistan maintain a weak stance. On the 18th of September 2024, while commenting on India's forceful annexation of occupied Kashmir, Pakistan's Defense Minister, Khawaja Asif, said, quote, "Our stance on Kashmir remains unchanged, but our approach must be diplomatic. The world sees it as India's internal matter, and we must work within those boundaries," end quote. He further expressed his hope on the outcome of state elections in occupied Kashmir, as if sham elections will force Modi to rethink his oppression. The weak stance of the defense minister confirms the lowest point of defeatist mentality within the ruling factions. The weak stance of the rulers of Pakistan encourages Modi to constantly change the red lines regarding Kashmir. After consolidating its occupation of Kashmir, India is now laying a claim over the liberated region. The Indian military and political leadership persistently demands that Pakistan vacate Azad, liberated Kashmir, and Gilgit-Baltistan. On the 28th of September 2024, Indian External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar arrogantly stated at the United Nations General Assembly, quote, "The issue to be resolved between us is only a vacation of illegally occupied Indian territory by Pakistan," end quote. The ruling faction of India has also threatened to wage war to quote-unquote liberate Gilgit-Baltistan. This is in addition to India raising conflict over water under the banner of renegotiation of the India's Waters Treaty, IWT. The weak stance of the rulers of Pakistan is because of their agency to America. Even before surrendering Kashmir to India in August 2019, the rulers of Pakistan were not serious about the liberation of occupied Kashmir. The rulers of Pakistan merely pursued the American policy of exerting pressure on India so that it enters the American camp. After India entered the American camp through the Hindutva ruling faction, the rulers of Pakistan abandoned occupied Kashmir to please America and stabbed the Mujahideen in the back. Since then, the rulers of Pakistan do not challenge Indian dominance at all, limiting themselves to controlling domestic opposition to their weak stance. The rulers of Pakistan did not even seize the opportunity to strike India and liberate occupied Kashmir when China attacked India in Ladakh in May 2020. Instead, in blind obedience to the rulers of America, the rulers of Pakistan gifted India a ceasefire agreement in February 2021. In obedience to America, the rulers of Pakistan maintain a weak stance to facilitate Indian hegemony of the region. America's strategic plan is to strengthen the Hindu state in South Asia, just as it strengthens the Jewish entity in the Arab world, whilst America works with the rulers of the Arabs to crush the resistance to the Jewish entity. America works with the rulers of Pakistan to prevent the armed forces and Mujahideen from liberating occupied Kashmir, while America works with India to increase its military capability, including national security semiconductor cooperation. It works with the rulers of Pakistan to diminish the economic and military strength of Pakistan. O sincere officers of Pakistan's armed forces, it is time for you to uproot the agents of America who support and strengthen our enemies. The Muslims of South Asia awaits your mobilization as you are the strongest army of Muslims in the region. The entire Ummah awaits your mobilization as you are the strongest army within the Muslim world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the capability to deliver the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam independence from America through the establishment of the Khilafah in Pakistan. It is the Khilafah al-Rashida that will gather the abundant economic and military capabilities of the Ummah in one powerful state. It is the Khilafah that will reject the orders of the colonialists and overturn their plans. It is the Khilafah that will mobilize armies for the liberation of the occupied Muslim lands. O sincere officers of Pakistan's armed forces, grant your Nusra to Hizb al-Tahrir for the establishment of the Khilafah, Caliphate on the method of prophethood. Focus your sights on Jannah and walk on the path of the Ansar. May Allah be pleased with them. The Ansar granted their Nusra support for the Prophet ﷺ, for the establishment of ruling by Islam. whilst their eyes were set on the paradise that is as vast as the heavens and the earth, prepared for the righteous. As reported by Al-Bayhaqi in Dala'il al-Nubuwa, Amir said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Ansar at the second pledge of Aqaba,
أسألكم لربي أن تعبدوه ولا تشركوا به شيئا وأسألكم لنفسي ولأصحابي أن تؤونا وتنصرونا وتمنعونا مما منعتم منه أنفسكم.
I ask you for the sake of my Lord to worship him and not to associate anything with him. I also ask you for myself and my companions to support us, protect us, and defend us from what you defend yourselves from. They asked, what will we have if we do this? He replied,
لكم الجنة.
Paradise will be yours. They said, then that is what we will do. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.